7:35, 60 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Sue McGillicuddy, who is the Meridian Township Supervisor. Sue, long time no talk to. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. It's good to talk with you this morning.
Well, it's been quiet in Meridian Township. I haven't had a reason to call you.
Well, I thought maybe you were calling on my state race here, but
well, let's
it's
talk,
okay to talk township politics.
Well, let's talk about your state race. Tell us about how that's going and what do you see as the biggest challenge for you?
Well, I think the biggest challenge will be November, obviously, but, you know, things are pretty quiet right now. I have two other Republican challengers, so we'll see what happens in August and go from there, but hopefully people know who I am and what I've done, and they'll look at my website and read about it and what I support and don't support.
Who are those two Republicans you're running against?
Frank Lambert and George Nastas.
And what's the difference between you three?
I'm the only one with experience.
And that'll be key?
I think it is. You know, I've done a lot of things out here for Meridian. I've added many pathways, created a green space plan, bought property for land preservation. I've kept a balanced budget. I've done so many things out here that I want to continue it at the state level and try to do some good things for the people of our state.
Have you heard the term Sue No Growth McGillicuddy?
They used to say that when I was a trustee. And quite honestly, there are 9 subdivisions going in currently that I have approved, so I don't know where that term comes from, but I am environmental, that is true, but, you know, we have one Earth, and I believe in protecting it and protecting those natural resources that we all share in.
Is there going to be any more development going on, especially in the retail end of things in Meridian Township?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we have some redevelopment going on currently, and I've been trying to encourage infill development as well as replacing some of the older aging buildings, you know, in our retail. But we have 350,000 square feet of empty commercial space right now, and I'd really like to see those occupied.
What can you do to help fill them?
Well, I've tried to reduce the bureaucracy in the township and try to get things going through fairly smoothly. A lot of things are done via staff and not going through the boards. For the boards, you know, we have a mixed-use development plan now where you can mix the commercial and the office and the residential, or if you want to just mix a commercial with office and a residential, we offer that too. So it's supposed to be shorter. We waive the restrictions for setbacks and other restrictions that are in our normal codes. We're trying to bring the new buildings closer to the streets and, you know, try to make that walkable community. And it's hard when you're 32 square miles. So to make it walkable is difficult. But, you know, where we can, we do. And with all the off-road pathways, we're hoping that people will take to walking and bicycling.
There was a story that I saw on Fox yesterday, and I immediately thought of you. I wanted to ask you, and you may not have the exact numbers, but I want to ask you anyway. According to this story on Fox, there are more than 2,500 cities, townships, and counties that are more than $3 trillion in debt when it comes to the money that they have to put away for the retirement of its employees. It's been the chief cause of 3 communities in California, including Stockton, going broke. And I just wonder, where's Meridian Township there? Mm-hmm. Are you in the plus? You in the minus? Do you know?
Well, I have always believed in paying our debt and paying our way. I don't believe in unfunded liabilities. And about 4 years ago, I put $1 million into our pensions. You know, with our dwindling resources, I still have been able to manage to keep those funds up. We're 90% funded in our pension plan for our employees. So we're going to be making another investment in it fairly soon. But I do believe in being responsible and paying that. That is a debt. And during my time, I've paid off public debt, so we don't owe for any building any longer. And we paid it off early so that we could avoid the interest payments. So,
Sue, what was interesting about this story was the fact that these towns, these municipalities got a rate, or they guessed at a rate of return that they were going to be receiving, and they were way off base. And when you have to look ahead 10, 15, 20 years, it could really put you in a hole. How do you avoid that?
Well, you just have to constantly look at the returns. You know, you're not allowed to invest in a lot of things as a municipality. So You're limited that way with your resources. And you, a lot of times you have to depend on CDs, and you don't get a lot of return on that, CDs and paper and certain things. But you can't openly invest in a lot of the stock market. So we're protected in that vein, I guess.
You mentioned that you were at 90%, so there's 10% that you need to make up, or what are you going to do with that?
I feel pretty good that we have 90% of it funded, you know, because making up that little 10% is a whole lot different than if you're well in arrears with it. So, you know, we save what we can, and when we get enough, accumulated in our general fund, then we put it into our pensions. You know, you can't afford to do everything, so you do what you can, and we know that obligation is there, and I intend to make sure it gets paid.
What would you, what's your stance on the bridge? Do we need a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
That's a big controversy, but I think we do. I think it's, the bridge that's there is privately owned right now, and with the Canadians offering to pay for this thing or a good share of it, I do think for our commerce we need to have another bridge.
What would you tell the governor if you were sitting across the table for him? Where would be someplace you would tell him to get better at or to reconsider when it came to funding?
I really believe we need to put more into tourism and do some things in our state to make it more attractive for tourism. That would be one of the things. One of the other things I'd tell him is that I think we have too many layers of government.
Now, folks have already been up in arms about the funding that the state tourism was receiving, Pure Michigan. They ended up getting a lot of that funding back, but there are those, Sue, who would say we need to put all the funding we can in education.
Yeah, you get a lot of special interest groups, but quite honestly, in Michigan, we have funded education pretty well. It was $13,500, I believe, per student last year, and we're well above the average across the nation, yet our students are only performing, this is average, at 35%. You know, they're the 35th in math and science, and what are we getting for our money, and how do you turn that around for the kids? Our teachers are the 12th highest paid in the nation. So, and yet I know people coming out of college who can't find teaching jobs, and there's a lot of people coming out of our graduate colleges not able to find work. You know, it's sad to see our economy like this and so many young people leaving our state to find jobs elsewhere. Or, you know, holding down part-time work here that isn't in their field.
We've been talking with Sue McGillicuddy, who is the Meridian Township Supervisor. Sue, we'll be talking with you down the campaign trail. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
7:45 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com at 60 degrees.